Sleep is a biological necessity, not a crime. For some people, sleeping outside is their only option. The city of Grants Pass jails and fines those people for sleeping anywhere in public at any time, including in their cars, if they use as little as a blanket to keep warm or a rolled-up shirt as a pillow. For people with no access to shelter, that punishes them for being homeless. That is unconscionable and unconstitutional under the dictates of Robinson. Homelessness is a reality for so many Americans. On any given night, over 500,000 people across the country lack shelter. They experience homelessness, as you were told, due to complex and interconnected issues, including crippling debt and stagnant wages, domestic and sexual abuse, physical and psychiatric disabilities, and rising housing costs coupled with declining affordable housing options. At the same time, states and cities face immense challenges in responding to homelessness. It is possible to acknowledge and balance the issues facing local governments, the humanity and dignity of homeless people, and our constitutional principles. Instead, the majority focuses almost exclusively on the needs of local governments and leaves the most vulnerable in our society with an impossible choice. Either stay awake, be arrested, or leave the city. The case boils down to one legal question. Do the ordinances in Grants Pass criminalize the status of being homeless? That was answered by Robinson, but the majority says no. But every shred of evidence points the other way. Start with their purpose. The Grants Pass City Council decided to target homeless people with these ordinances, and the City Council president proclaimed that the point is to make it uncomfortable enough in our city so they will want to move on down the road. The council even discussing making do not serve lists for the homeless or the most unwanted lists. This was not a last resort. Next, consider the text. The ordinances by their terms single out people without shelter. They define campsite as any place where bedding material is placed for the purpose of maintaining a temporary place to live. So the conduct becomes criminal only if a person lacks a place to live. Infant napping in strollers or nighttime stargazers all engage in the same conduct of bringing blankets to public spaces and sleeping. But they have a separate place to live because they are not homeless. Their conduct is not criminalized. Finally, the ordinances are enforced exactly as intended. The majority claims that it makes no difference, in its opinion, whether the charged defendant is homeless. That describes a fantasy. In reality, the deputy chief of police testified that he was not aware of any non-homeless person ever getting a ticket for illegal camping in Grants Pass. The majority does not contest any of this. Now, the majority can list difficult questions about when shelter is needed, available, and adequate. But that does not resolve this court or it of the responsibility to interpret and enforce the substantive bounds of the Constitution. The majority shifts the goalposts and focuses on questions beyond the scope of this case. It's talking about encampments and fires and other issues that are not at issue in this case. This sleight of hand allows the majority to abdicate its responsibility to answer the Eighth Amendment question in this case by framing it as a policy question. Generally, however, federal courts are in the business of providing answers when needed to interpret and enforce the Constitution. As the majority notes, people experiencing homelessness may still have other legal protections, including under state law, the excessive fines clause and the due process clause. Moreover, nothing in today's decision prevents local governments from declining to criminalize people for sleeping in public. Nevertheless, every person in this room, like every homeless person, needs to sleep. This court has clearly held in Robinson that the Constitution prohibits punishing someone's status. Therefore, the Constitution prohibits punishing the very existence of people who lack shelter. Look at the statistics in Grants Pass. It has a fraction of the beds necessary to house the homeless, and it doesn't even provide it. A charity provides a limited number of beds and then conditions their use temporarily on issues that many homeless cannot take advantage of. It does not permit the homeless to bring medicines they may need. It requires those who are disabled to work a full week. And it requires religious service. Not just does it provide religious materials, it requires its residents, who may be an atheist or something else, to attend. So it should be no surprise in Grants Pass that its beds are not filled. For someone with no available shelter, the only way to comply with the ordinances in Grants Pass is not to sleep or to leave the city altogether. The Constitution provides a baseline of rights for all Americans, rich and poor, housed and unhoused. Criminalizing involuntary conduct and conduct that many people cannot control. This court has an obligation to safeguard the rights of those people, even when, and perhaps especially, when doing so is uncomfortable or unpopular. I remain hopeful that someday in the near future, this court will play its role in safeguarding constitutional liberties for the most vulnerable among us. Because the court today abdicates that role, I, with Justices Kagan and Jackson, respectfully dissent.